Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has accorded a state funeral to former President Edgar Lungu, whose body is expected to arrive in the country on Wednesday, 11th June 2025. President Hichilema has also declared a seven-day period of national mourning from Sunday, 8th June, to Saturday, 14th June 2025. Speaking during a press briefing, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, said the official funeral gathering will take place at Belvedere Lodge on Leopards Hill Road in Kabulonga, Lusaka. He said members of the public are invited to attend and pay their respects. Mr. Kangwa has added that President Hichilema's declaration reflects the nation's recognition of Mr. Lungu's service as Zambia's sixth Republican president, noting that it marks a moment of national unity and reflection despite past political differences.
President Hakainde Hichilema has accorded the state funeral to His Excellency Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, the sixth president of the Republic of Zambia, who died in South Africa on Thursday, 5th June 2025. As the public is aware, the government of the Republic of Zambia has been engaging and consulting the family and other stakeholders. Government wishes to announce that the body of the late sixth president will arrive in the country on Wednesday, 11th June 2025. Members of the public are also advised that the funeral gathering for the late president will be at Belvedere Lodge along Leopards Hill Road in Kabulonga, Lusaka. President Hichilema has declared a seven-day period of national mourning from Sunday, 8th June, to Saturday, 14th June.
Meanwhile, the family of the late former President Edgar Lungu has rejected government's plans to lead the funeral and repatriation arrangements, insisting on a private and dignified process in accordance with his final wishes. Speaking at a press briefing, family spokesperson and PF lawyer Makebi Zulu has stated that any state-driven plans that contradict the family's intentions would not be accepted. However, he has emphasized that the family remains open to a win-win solution that respects the dignity and legacy of the late president. Mr. Zulu has revealed that the family declined government's offer to repatriate the former president's body from South Africa, citing a desire to respect Mr. Lungu's own wishes.
Family is not adverse to certain privileges, though having been taken away from him, to be afforded to him as he prayed. The government has come in hoping to offer their case. Cases which are, however, certain aspects of the case, the family thought it would be a dishonor to President Edgar Chagwa Lungu for his remains to be repatriated to Zambia by the government of the Republic. Hence, arrangements were made for purposes of private repatriation from South Africa into Zambia, with the state playing its role upon the body arriving in Zambia.
Police in Lusaka have detained a couple in connection with the sudden death of their six-month-old daughter, identified as Josephine Chipanga, in Kalingalinga compound. Police spokesperson Reha Monga has confirmed the development, stating that the tragic incident was reported to Kalingalinga police post on Friday, June 6, 2025, at approximately 07:21 hours by 32-year-old Msonda Chipanga, the infant's father. According to Mr. Hamonga, Mr. Chipanga reported finding the infant unresponsive in bed around 06 hours. He explains that preliminary investigations indicate that on the night of June 5, the mother, identified as Natasha Mwika, went to bed on a mattress on the floor with her twin infants, and during the night she placed baby Josephine on her chest to breastfeed but accidentally fell asleep. He said upon waking up in the morning, she discovered her husband's arm resting on the baby's face and the infant was unresponsive and already showing signs of rigor mortis. Mr. Hamonga said the child was rushed to Kalingalinga Clinic and was pronounced dead on arrival. The body has since been taken to University Teaching Hospital mortuary for a post-mortem to determine the exact cause of death.
The report was initially made by Musonda Chipanga, age 32, old, mayor of a non-house number in Kalinganga compound, who indicated that his daughter, identified as Josephine Chipanga, age 6 months, was discovered dead in bed around 06 hours. Facts gathered include that on the night of 5th June 2025, the mother of the deceased, Natasha Mwika, age 22, went to bed around 22 hours with her twins. She laid on a mattress on the floor with the children on either side. During the night, she placed the deceased infant on her breast for breastfeeding and unintentionally fell asleep. Upon waking up following morning, she discovered her husband's arm resting on the infant's face and the baby was unresponsive. She was already in a state of rigor mortis.
Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu has handed over two wheelchairs to two differently abled children being sponsored by their constituency development fund at a Jongo Special School. The wheelchairs were procured using the 2024 Constituency Development Fund. Speaking during the handover, Mr. Ndlovu said the gesture aims to support the differently abled children by ensuring that their movement becomes more comfortable and easier.
We have brought the two wheelchairs for our children, for our pupils who are here, who are being supported under CDF. We have brought them to them. They had challenges. They were going to school. They were unable to go to school and come back to their dormitories. I think this is a very good move. We thank the head of state for this initiative, for bringing and coming up with this program for CDF, which has helped a lot of people across the country. As you can see today, we have brought two wheelchairs at Gwembe Town Council to come and present to our children here.
And school head teacher Robert Muzula has commended the Gwembe Constituency Development Fund and the Gwembe Town Council for procuring the wheelchairs for the children.
The pledge was made that wheelchairs were procured because the children needed. Like the child Jabota here, he really didn't have anything to use, so he was always at the hostels or borrow a wheelchair. And this is a wonderful gesture that has happened. For the first time, you see a smile on his face. We thank God for this, and we wish management and the team, in particular, want to thank the Republican president for this innovation.
Meanwhile, the children have expressed gratitude to the government and President Hakainde Hichilema for supporting them through the procurement of wheelchairs.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Council for Construction says public-private partnerships have played a vital role in advancing infrastructure development across the country. NCC Executive Director Professor Paul Makasa has stated that PPPs are essential in allowing the government to tap into private sector expertise in financing, which contributes to more efficient and inclusive development. He has emphasized that involving the private sector ensures that infrastructure projects are not only well-resourced, but also benefit from technical innovation and efficiency. Professor Makasa has added that PPPs have enabled the government to ease the financial burden of large-scale infrastructure projects by leveraging private investment.
Fiscal thing which we're supposed to put in this infrastructure, you shift it to another one, so you are able to spread out your thing evenly. So, and then the other thing is you leverage on the private sector, their expertise, their financial muscles and everything to deliver infrastructure. Let them be part and parcel of development.
The top international news.
Israel has retrieved the body of a Thai national taken hostage during the Hamas-led attack in October 2023. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says he said the body of Natapong Pinta was retrieved during a special operation in the Rafah area of southern Gaza on Friday. The 35-year-old was working as an agricultural laborer in southern Israel when he was kidnapped. The BBC has more.
The Israeli military says it's recovered the body of a Thai hostage who'd been held in Gaza. Nasapong Pintar was abducted from a kibbutz in southern Israel during the Hamas-led attacks in October 2023. Israel said the farm worker's body had been retrieved in the Rafah area of southern Gaza. Will Vernon reports. Russian and Ukrainian officials have given conflicting accounts.